Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, new owners are just months away from moving into Kangaroo Point's formerly dilapidated historic Lamb House. 2 years after paying $12.5 million for the iconic property, Steve and Jane Wilson have told the ABC they're almost finished repairing the 120-year-old home. Built in 1902 for John Lamb, a business owner on Queen Street in the CBD, the six-bedroom home went up for sale in 2021. A lengthy dispute between the previous owner, Joy Lamb, and Brisbane City Council over decades of unpaid rates resulted in seizure of the property. The 3,146 square metre heritage-listed site is located at the top of Kangaroo Point Cliffs, with views along the river from the city to the Story Bridge. It's estimated that the repairs cost in excess of $15 million.
The Queensland Audit Office reports finds the state will not meet the 2031 deadline to close the gap on First Nations life expectancy, as patients in remote areas are more likely to suffer from preventable hospitalisations. The performance review reveals First Nations patients are almost three times more likely to be discharged from hospital against medical advice. It also finds First Nations will avoid or delay specialist appointments due to travel costs.
In national news, Tasmania's iconic and controversial winter festival Dark Mofo kicks off today in the state's capital. For the next 2 weeks, Hobart will be taken over by large-scale public art, food, music, fire, light and noise, according to organisers. Once again, the festival has ruffled feathers, with the Australian Christian Lobby releasing a statement in response to the promotional signage at Hobart Airport that reads, "Welcome to Hell." The lobby has called on the Tasmanian government to, quote, act swiftly to reverse the growing reputation of Tasmania as the Australian state that welcomes evil, end quote. Beginning in 2013, the festival is an arm of local millionaire David Walsh's hugely successful Museum of Old and New Art.
A new Productivity Commission study delivers a damning report card for Queensland under the Palaszczuk Labor government. The report reveals Queensland has lost 91 community homes, whilst other states have increased their stock, and social housing cannot meet the demands of the growing population. The report also reveals the Palaszczuk Labor government has only grown social housing stock by almost 1,400 additional homes in 8 years, despite repeatedly claiming to have built over 4,000 homes.
In international news, nearly 80 young girls have been poisoned in two separate attacks on primary schools in Afghanistan this week. 77 schoolchildren were hospitalised after the attacks. A representative from the Education Department told the Associated Press the person who orchestrated the poisoning had a personal grudge, but he did not elaborate. Since 2021, the Taliban have enforced rules across Afghanistan, banning girls from education past the sixth grade, and they are not permitted to work most jobs in the country. A spokesperson from the local police, Detective Mohammed Nazari, said no arrests have been made.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a 10% chance of rain. It is currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.